mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
So, on the heels of Tony Blakely and Michelle Malkin and Michael Weiner and the Hannitys of the world saying arrest people that disagree with the government, on the heels of all this talk, Tony Blakely saying execute Cy Hirsch, seriously saying arrest him, execute him, we now have Tom Frank with the New Republic fantasizing about Arnold crushing people, lining people who are against the war up, machine gunning them, killing them. It is so scary, and that's coming up. And then we'll get into a new report out of Reuters. CIA faces pressure to divulge ties to ex-Nazis. A lot of cashless society control grid news coming up as well. But right now, I'm going to take about 15, 20 calls in this third hour. So have your question and comment ready. And as soon as you hear one caller hang up, you can go to the next. It will be your chance to get involved on air by dialing 1-800-259-9231. Let's talk to Ryan in Ohio. Ryan, welcome.
Yes. Can you hear me there?
Loud and clear, sir.
Yeah, I want to know your opinion on this new Hate Crimes Prevention Act of 2005, H.R. 259. Does it end free speech pretty much, or what is your point?
It expands on it. I mean, in Philadelphia, we have 11 Christians charged with 47 years in prison. For admittedly, it's all on video. The police shot video, they shot video, for praying in a designated protest zone. Because they said, well, it could have been hurtful what they were saying to the outfest or gay fest or whatever it was called. And so now if your speech might make somebody angry at you, you get 47 years in prison. So it's already here.
All right. Well, that's it. I appreciate it.
I appreciate your call. Oh, yeah, it's and the judges, the appointees that Bush is putting in office, they're all universally anti-gun, pro-abortion, pro-New World Order. Abortion funding's up 80%+, but don't tell the so-called Christians that. They're in this rapture thinking Bush may actually be Jesus. And, folks, I'm not joking. They're saying he's like this prophet. He is the man of God. He may be, you know, Jesus. I mean, it's actually, I've been hearing it being said, he may be the Messiah, ladies and gentlemen. George Bush, the skull and bones fame. When he's not worshiping at a Shinto shrine, he's praying to Allah, but he may be the Mahdi. He may be the prophet. He may be more. Let's talk to David in California. David, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Hey, I wanted to kind of expound a little bit on one of your last callers that was talking about movies and the things that they put in movies. Have you of course have seen The Wizard of Oz?
Yes.
And do you know anything, or have you gleaned anything from that movie?
Battle of the Olympic Road.
Well, there's a lot of symbolism in that movie.
Yeah, it's all about the Federal Reserve. It's all about follow the yellow brick road. I could talk for hours about the admitted symbolism in that story that was popularized as plays around the country and then put into a movie. But yeah, it's full of symbolism.
Yeah, for example, The Wizard of Oz. What is Oz? It's the symbol for ounces. You know, what is what are ounces measured in?
Gold.
So on and so forth.
The yellow brick road leads to the Emerald City and the man behind the curtain.
The straw man is the legal fiction individual, the paper corporation. He has no brain. You know, what is the certificate that he got from the Wizard of Oz? It's his birth certificate. What is the tin man? What does the tin stand for? It stands for taxpayer identification number. For any of your listeners that aren't familiar with that, just do a quick Google search. Type in Wizard of Oz, Federal Reserve, and a gazillion different examples.
You know what? I got a better idea, David. Just don't mind the man behind the curtain. Do what he says, okay?
Not me, buddy.
Well, you may be with Al-Qaeda then. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll-free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon 222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient night light and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its Bubble Up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses Bubble Up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Yeah, the last caller was bringing up movies. Propaganda in movies, brainwashing in movies, messages in movies. And, you know, you talk to a lot of the directors or writers after the film's made, they'll admit that it was a message. In fact, they just put out a box set for The Running Man, I don't know, you know, 20-year anniversary or something like that, and they've got the writer and the director going, it's horrible, look how it's real life with Arnold, it's terrible, you know, it really is turning into The Running Man, and you know, that's on the box set on the extra DVD, and they're admitting that we tried to warn people on this film about what was coming. Now you watch that film, you go, man, they knew what was happening, they knew what was coming, and then you later go listen to the director and the writer, and they're like, oh, yeah, this is what's happening. And we can't stand Schwarzenegger. So, and there's a lot of, you know, Hollywood trying to warn you or Hollywood trying to brainwash you. There's definitely an agenda there. I mean, what artist doesn't have an agenda and doesn't try to have messages in their art? Unless they, you know, paint pastoral scenes. Let's go ahead and go back to the calls. Alexander. Alexander calling us from Massachusetts. Go ahead, Alexander.
Yes, sir, Mr. Jones.
How you doing?
I'm excellent. How about you?
I'm doing okay.
All right, I have to thank
I'm
God.
Fighting back, not doing an imitation of the Lollipop Guild.
Oh, yeah.
Since we were talking about Wizard of Oz, but go right. ahead.
That was a pretty good movie. I've seen some better ones. But
Me too. Me too.
And new Tom Cruise one about War of the Worlds, I'm sure will get everyone's attention. But anyway.
That's a Steven Spielberg flick.
Yeah, and he puts all sorts of truth into his films, huh? But
lots of conditioning, yeah.
Yeah, well, all right. Well, I'm a little excited because I've never gotten on here before, but I'm 20.
Well, don't be excited. It's no big deal. It's like falling off a log.
All right. Well, I'm on the log, and I'm about to fall off. So,
you just fell in.
All right, well, I'm a spiritual healer, and I know you're all pissed off about them saying, like, that people should do that in schools and stuff.
But, well, do me a favor. Watch your language.
Oh, sorry, sir.
Yeah, we have a lot of children listening.
My mistake. Yeah.
No, it's all right, but, I mean, you're talking about you're a spiritual healer.
Yeah, well, I do Reiki and Shambhala, and they're actually getting really, really big, and they're all up in India and Japan. I get started in Japan, and, like, part of it is, like, being sort of a seer and a visionary, and, like, they've got all these kids coming up, and they're all really, really powerful psychics. They're calling them the Indigo Children.
Well, look, let me just tell you something.
Yeah.
I'm a Christian.
Yes.
I believe in Jesus Christ.
So do I.
I believe that it's dangerous to start getting involved in all that stuff, and it leads people over to the dark side. And I have no doubt that some people are psychic.
Mm-hmm.
I have no doubt that stuff like that, you know, that there's a lot of stuff out there.
Yeah.
I think it's very dangerous.
Uh-huh.
And also there's a lot of kooks who claim, you know, that they have all these healing powers and stuff.
Right.
And the Bible also says, you know, that devils can, you know, go and try to heal people, you know, and fooling people. There's
right.
all kinds, there's a lot of weird stuff out there, sir, and I just don't get into it because I only talk about stuff I can prove.
Right. But there is metaphysics, you know, like life goes beyond just our physical reality, obviously. And it's like some people choose to explore those realities. Obviously, Jesus was pretty enlightened. You know, and
he was an enlightened teacher.
Exactly. And he even he even said that we could be better than him. We could do, like, stronger work than he could. He said that.
What verse is that?
I'm not a Bible buff, so I couldn't really tell you. I just know it's been said. And, like,
it's been said.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Probably was said by Beelzebub.
Who?
Beelzebub.
Yeah, Beelzebub.
Beelzebub. Not Beelzebub, Beelzebub.
Bub.
You know who he is?
I don't.
Not very friendly.
Oh, that sucks. Well, I'm pretty friendly, and I try to do the best I can, and people haven't really told me I'm evil for doing what I'm doing, like getting rid of their headaches and stuff.
Well, I mean, you ever heard of placebo?
Yeah, but, hey, if it works, come on.
Well, yeah, but let me just explain something to you.
Sure,
you're a smart guy.
I'm pretty smart.
You know, most of the old medicine they would give people would be a placebo, you know, a chalk pill or a sugar pill,
and then
it worked. In fact, they found placebo works better than Prozac.
Right.
In real studies, big studies, all the studies, a sugar pill is better than Prozac.
I know, yeah, because people convince themselves. That's right. It's mind over matter.
That's
part of what I do. It's because I transform matter. With my mind. With my spirit.
Well, I mean, what you do is you convince the person to
let go of whatever is harming them.
Yeah, but that's not you.
I know.
And also, I bet if they just cut their finger off, you can try to go convince them and do the placebo thing, it isn't going to help them very much. If they've got a little headache or they're a hypochondriac, it might help them, you know.
People have gotten over very serious illnesses just through practicing this.
All right, well.
But yeah, part of, like, the whole Chinese history was the mystics versus, like, the materialistics, basically.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think... Look at the fruits, and thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Alex. Look at India. Now, if any place is closer to hell on earth, and I haven't been there, but I have a family's been there, a lot of friends, talk a lot of Indians, it's India. Billion people, squalor, dead bodies all over the place. They just come pick up the dead homeless people. Piles of manure everywhere. You know, the rivers full of human effluent and detritus. Just unbelievable. Look at the fruits. And an attitude of, oh, you're going to die, so what? You'll just be back as a carpenter ant. I mean, you know, so what? And the future doesn't matter because, you know, we're all going to be back anyways. And don't worry, that's what Western culture is turning into. And I just don't buy it, sir. I'm sorry. I don't. Now, one argument against all that's Japanese culture. It's pretty upright and pretty focused and pretty well put together. Pretty good fruits, except in some areas. They've got their own share of problems, and they're not a Christian society, though it's now one of the bigger minority religions in Japan. But you look at almost every country that hasn't been Christian, it's got big problems. And then people can point at countries that aren't Christian or were Christian or become Christian and then have a bunch of bloodshed. And that's evil people using the banner of Christianity. I'm sorry, magic machine devices that heal all your illnesses if you'll just buy it, or magic creams that heal everything. You know, just because the government lies and just because the doctors do a lot of bad things and a lot of their treatments are a fraud, then doesn't mean everything that alternative people do is good either. You have to be quite discriminatory towards everything. Discerning is a better word. You've got to, examine. Just like at the grocery store, just because they tell you fresh avocados, as a sales pitch, you better go ahead and squeeze them. Better smell them. Whatever. People just... a lot of this magical thinking, this magical thinking goes hand in hand with decline of society. What I talked about is how at career days, at public schools, they tell the young girls, you should be topless dancers, they make lots of money, and they tell everybody else, oh, one of the best jobs for you is a psychic palm reader or psychic healer. See, the industry is shifting in to stuff like that. And I just don't spend my time on it. I got a bunch of serious news to cover here. There's other broadcasts that focus a lot on that, and then that's their prerogative, and I'm sure it's entertaining. I don't do it. I mean, I'm about real stuff that people already can't deal with. The government puts cancer viruses in most of the vaccines. The government kidnaps children and women and takes them and sells them in Saudi Arabia and Israel and other areas in huge slave brothels. The government is run by complete murdering psychopaths. And I can prove it, scientifically, up one side and down the other. All right, I said I want to take a bunch of calls, and we kind of stalled out on that last call. I apologize. Rob in Wyoming. Rob, go ahead.
Hey, Alex. The Pharisees accused Jesus of using the power of the devil to heal people, and Jesus answered him quite neatly. He said, how can Beelzebub make war against Beelzebub? That doesn't make any sense. It's a contradiction.
Actually, again, I'm not the Bible master, but there are also quotes about people using God's name to do good works when really they're evil.
Well, if they're good works, if the outcome is good, according to Jesus, then it cannot be from the devil. Anyway, I called to talk about entertainment. The old Star Trek was not in favor of world government like its successors. And there's three examples if I can get to
it. Well, yeah, the new Star Trek is the UN symbol and world government. And, yeah, it really is propaganda. You're right.
But the old one wasn't. And the new one is all about shoot 'em up. The old one had philosophy and thought in it, too. And a perfect example is when Khan was revived from suspended animation. He was an Arnold Schwarzenegger type new man, a new leader.
Yeah, super beast man, yeah.
Right, and when they were talking, and Spock is supposed to be the ultimate rational character, right? Khan says, in around the year 2000, man needed direction. And Spock says, well, there was the war to end tyranny. Many considered that a noble effort. And Khan goes, tyranny, sir? We sought to unify the world. And Spock says, unify, sir, like a team of horses under one whip? Well, that makes quite clear what, world government, what Spock's opinion was, and therefore the
writers. Hey, I know a lot of people own that whole series. Will you mail me that?
I don't have it. I'll try to get a hold of it for you. There's another one where...
I almost bought my dad, who's an old Star Trek fan. He doesn't like the new ones.
I don't either.
But I almost, for Christmas, bought my dad the whole series. It was like $200. I'm not going to spend that type of money on entertainment.
There's another one where the Klingons, who were like the Nazis back then, they were the bad guys, burst in, take over this planet of calm and gentle folks, and the head Klingon says, you will find a list, a rather lengthy list, of rules and regulations. Violation of the smallest of them will be punishable by death. He was the bad guy.
Well, that's how it is in Iraq now. Don't have your ID papers. They kill you on site. NBC News. We'll be right back.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Hi, folks. Jack Browning from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
On February 29, 1892, the United States of America's Supreme Court declared us a Christian nation. However, over recent years, for the last three decades, there's been a deliberate war on Christianity in America to wipe out our heritage from the minds of our people. The First Amendment to the Constitution guarantees us religious freedom, and yet it's under attack today. We would like to send you a one-year absolutely free subscription to Newswatch magazine that gives you the background of what is happening in America. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Our operators are standing by for an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch magazine.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, chemicals, and they reduce lead, mercury, aluminum, nitrate, sulfur, odors, foul tastes, and much, much more. Yet they leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light has ridges to deflect water if the upper chamber is overfilled, and it can be used anywhere on a flat surface. That's because it has an elevated base. The entire system joins together to make the Berkey Light convenient to transport, even while it's filtering water. Its rechargeable bright white LED lamps allow for optimum use at night or during emergency conditions. Get the Berkey Light, the ultimate filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
All right, I'm going to cover some news. We'll come back in the next segment and talk to all the patient callers that are holding. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231, and we'll get you up and on the air. So, the headline, New Republic writer calls for anti-Bush left-wingers to be killed. And he's at this anti-war meeting where they're saying chants like money for jobs and education, not for war and occupation. And then Tom Frank of the New Republic continues by writing, Frank writes, what I needed was a Republican like Arnold Schwarzenegger who would walk up to them and punch them in the face. As the panel continued, every cheer and standing ovation seemed to set Frank deeper down the path of psychosis. after International Socialist Review editorial board member Sherry Wolf asserted that Iraqis had a right to rebel against occupation. Frank upped the ante in his efforts to intimidate anyone considering entry into the anti-war movement. He wrote, "These weren't harmless lefties. I didn't want Nancy Pelosi talking sense to them. I wanted John Ashcroft to come busting through the wall with a submachine gun to round up everyone for an immediate trip to Gitmo with Charles Grainer on hand for interrogation." Later, when Wolf quoted Booker Price, winning author Roy's defense of the right to resist, Frank was set into such a state of panic, he once again dreamed of the mighty hand of the state repression, writing, "Maybe sometimes you just want to be on the side of whoever is more likely to take a bunker buster to them." And then it just goes on and on, talking about how it wants to kill them. And Tony Blakely, the editor of the Washington Times editorial page, a few weeks ago came out, we read the article, and he gave the U.S. Code for Treason and said, Cy Hirsch, Pulitzer Prize-winning writer, with the New Yorker magazine, why he keeps reporting on how we've already got troops in Iran, let's arrest him and execute him. And Michael Weiner and others, you know, they come out and they say, put people in camps who disagree with the government. Look, this is how the socialists operate. When Bill Clinton was in office, the socialists were all calling for arresting pro-life demonstrators and abusing people's rights, and they're arresting Christians who go pray at, you know, Outfest or whatever, oh, because it might have been hurtful what you were saying, and they face 47 years in prison, and all this is happening, and at Bush's coronation or inauguration, no crosses allowed and no anti-war signs allowed. You know, they take the freedom of the right wing, they take the freedom of the left wing. Bottom line, we're losing our freedoms. And this trend of neocons like Ann Coulter saying, you know, our troops problems are they're not killing enough civilians. Let's nuke people for fun. And now I've got a Marine Corps general today saying shooting people is fun. You know, all of this is fun. I mean, this is a really sick view. And folks, if we don't have the right to speak and demonstrate and be involved, we have no rights. And so the left is squealing bloody murder right now because all these neocons are talking about killing them or arresting them. Well, you guys shouldn't be surprised. You helped set up this mentality in America. You're pushing for all the hate crimes legislation and hate speech and the rest of it. So it's time for you to stop helping push this along. And see, that's where there's no difference between the left and right in this country. There's a difference in rhetoric, but not in actions. And there's nothing more un-American than all this talk of killing people that disagree with the government and putting them in forced labor camps and, you know, the case for internment camps. Meanwhile, the border's wide open and real groups like Mecha and La Raza that Gonzalez is a member of openly want to break up the U.S. and return it to Mexico, and Mexico's writing up manuals of how to invade the U.S. and how to take it over. I mean, it's sick. The real threats are being ignored. While they talk about arresting people for the most petty of things. They're trying to introduce this to our psychology on purpose. And it is thoroughly despicable and dangerous. And so I ask you out there, my fellow Americans, are you going to sacrifice our freedoms on the altar of globalism? Are you going to destroy our constitutional republic just because your neocon leaders get up on television and the radio and in the newspapers and tell everybody how great it is? When we get back, I'm going to dig it out of the stack here. I've got the quote somewhere by that Marine Corps general about shooting people is fun. But before we break, I wanted to cover a few other articles. This is out of the Gazette Times Associated Press article. Drivers may have to give fingerprints. And it says Republican senators proposed legislation Wednesday that they said would make it more difficult to falsify driver's license by requiring electronic fingerprint and facial feature imaging on the driver's license and ID cards. And again, Oregon is one of the final states to do this. 40-plus have already done it. Under the new federal law passed, all states will have it, and your driver's license is hooked into a federal database and has federal identifiers and is really a national ID card. And that meshes with Utah troopers learn how to draw blood from suspects on roadside, supermarkets let your fingers do the paying, and much more after this quick break. So stay with us, and we will plunge back into your calls as well.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now. 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
All right, Brian and Bart and Brad and Lloyd and Jeremy, everybody, your calls are coming up here in a few minutes. I want to go over some news first, but first off, from my book, 9/11, Descent into Tyranny, I wanted to read a few quotes to you. Out of these troubled times, a new world order can emerge under a United Nations that performs as envisioned by its founders, President George Bush, September 11, 1990, State of the Union Address. H.G. Wells, in his book, The New World Order, in 1939, wrote, "When the struggle seems to be drifting defiantly towards a world social democracy, there may still be very great delays and disappointments before it becomes an efficient and beneficent world system. Countless people will hate the New World Order and will die protesting against it. When we attempt to evaluate its promise, we have to bear in mind the distress of a generation or so of malcontents, many of them quite gallant and graceful-looking people. They have to die. You expect me to talk? No, Mr. Jones, we expect you to die. We are not going to achieve a New World Order without paying for it in blood, as well as in words and money. Arthur Schlesinger, Jr., CFR published Foreign Affairs, July-August issue, 95. Today, America would be outraged if UN troops entered Los Angeles to restore order. Tomorrow, they will be grateful. This is especially true if they were told that there were an outside threat from beyond, whether real or promulgated. that threatened our very existence. It is then that all people of the world will plead to deliver them from this evil. The one thing every man fears is the unknown. When presented with this scenario, individual rights will be willingly relinquished for the guarantee of their well-being granted to them by their world government. Dr. Henry Kissinger, Bilderberg Conference, Evian's Friends, 1991. If this were a dictatorship, it would be a heck of a lot easier, just so long as I'm the dictator. George W. Bush, December 18, 2000, CNN. I got the video clip of that. In short, the House of World Order will have to be built from the bottom up rather than the top down. It will look like the great booming, buzzing confusion, to use William James' famous description of reality. But an end drawn around a national sovereignty, eroding it piece by piece, will accomplish much more than the old-fashioned frontal assault. Richard N. Gardner in Foreign Affairs, April 74. No one will enter the New World Order unless he or she will make a pledge to worship Lucifer. No one will enter the New Age unless he will take a Luciferian initiation. David Spangler, Director of Planetary Initiative, United Nations document. A total world population of 250 to 300 million people, a 95% decline from present levels, would be ideal. Ted Turner in Autobond magazine. In the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation, Prince Philip reported by the Deutsche Press in August of 1988. Another quote from his own book, If I Were an Animal, His Royal Highness, published by Robin Clark, LTD. I must confess that I am tempted to ask for reincarnation as a particular deadly virus. Another quote of the Duke of Edinburgh in the preface to Down to Earth. I don't claim to have any special interest in natural history, but as a boy I made was aware of the annual fluctuations, the number of game animals, and the need to adjust the cull to the size of the surplus population. David Rockefeller, we are on the verge of a global transformation. All we need is the right major crisis, and the nations will accept the New World Order. It is the sacred principles enshrined in the United Nations Charter to which the American people will henceforth pledge their allegiance. Speak for yourself. President George Herbert Walker Bush addressing the General Assembly of the United Nations, February 1st, 1992. But this present window of opportunity during which, page, a truly peaceful and interdependent world order might be built will not be open for long. Already there are powerful forces at work that threaten to destroy all our hopes and efforts to erect an enduring structure of global interdependence. David Rockefeller speaking at the business conference for the United Nations, September 14th, 1994. In the next century, nations as we know it will be obsolete. All states will recognize a single global authority. National sovereignty wasn't such a great idea after all. Scrub Talbot, President Clinton's Deputy Secretary of State, as quoted in Time magazine, July 20th, 92. We shall have world government whether or not you like it, by conquest or consent. Statement by Council on Foreign Relations member James Warburg to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on February 17th, 1950. Our task of creating a socialist America can only succeed when those who would resist us have been totally disarmed. Sarah Brady, chairman of Handgun Control Incorporated, to Senator Howard Metzenbaum, the National Educator, January 94, page 3. When we got organized as a country and wrote a fairly radical constitution with a radical Bill of Rights, giving a radical amount of individual freedom to Americans. And so a lot of people say there's too much personal freedom. When personal freedom is being abused, you have to move to limit it. And that's what we did in this announcement I made last weekend on the public housing projects about how we're going to have weapon sweeps and more things like that to try to make people safe in their communities. President Bill Clinton, March 22nd, 94, MTV's Enough is Enough. This is USA Today, March 11th, 93, page 2A, USA Today. We can't be so fixated on our desire to preserve the rights of ordinary Americans. Here's a good quote by Representative Henry B. Gonzalez, August 29th, 94. I actually have this quote in one of my videos, America's Story by Design, the actual video of him saying it. The truth of the matter is, you do have those standby provisions, and the statutory emergency plans are there, whereby you could, in the name of stopping terrorism, apprehend, invoke the military, and arrest Americans and hold them in detention camps. It goes on and on. I got Mikhail Gorbachev calling for a new world order. I got Professor Carol Quigley, Julian Huxley, Senate reports, Fabian Socialist Bernard Shaw, Adolf Hitler, and other slimeballs calling for this. Joseph Goebbels. let's go ahead and get into some more news, then I'll go to your calls. Here's that article out of NBC News San Diego. top U.S. Marine general. It's fun to shoot people. At a panel discussion in San Diego Tuesday, a top Marine general tells an audience that, among other things, it's fun to shoot some people. The comment made by Lieutenant General James Mattis came in reference to fighting insurgents in Iraq. He went on to say, actually, it's a lot of fun to fight. You know, it's a hell of a hoot. I like brawling. And you go into Afghanistan, you got guys who slap women around for 5 years because they didn't wear a veil. Mattis continued, you know, these guys, like, they ain't got no manhood left anyway, so it's a hell of a lot of fun to shoot them. About 200 people gathered for the discussion held at the San Diego Convention Center. While many military members laughed at the comments, a military expert interviewed by NBC News called the comments flippant. Yeah, I mean, folks, you don't... Sure, the Marines are train killers, devil dogs, what they do. And, yeah, I mean, for some people it's fun. I mean, it's like hunting or something. You get into it, I guess, and the problem is you're not supposed to do that, because then you go across the line, you start liking it. It's like a dog that likes the taste of blood. And they're going to come back here and be cops, folks. And they've killed a lot of innocent people. I mean, there's been video shot and news articles where they were with reporters and a woman's walking down the street and for fun in Iraq, they just blow her head off. I mean, these are human beings, folks. And, you know, they can talk about, well, these guys abuse women, so let's kill them all. That was like Gruckheimer in the Ithaca Journal, where he came back and said, yeah, we went into whole villages and killed men, women, and children. We just killed everybody. And then Fox News, I have it on video, came on and said, well, the Pentagon's clarifying. Yes, in some areas, they're ordered to kill everyone if they think there's insurgents. Like, oh, well, that's your clarification. It's like Pat Robertson, you know, comes out and says, well, forced abortion is what they got to do in China. And then his clarification is, well, they got too many people. Oh, well, thanks for clarifying it. You know, I'm not making these statements. They are. Just these amazing statements. And, you know, we didn't have generals in the past that sat around making jokes about killing people. Oh, it's so much fun to kill people. I mean, I've talked to a lot of World War II vets and Korean War vets and Vietnam vets who killed a lot of people. And they never got happy about it. They were always kind of like they got nauseated. You know, I mean, even if you're going to go out and kill people, it's not something you're supposed to enjoy. I mean, the Nazis enjoyed it. But what's even worse is these armchair quarterbacks who've never been in a bad fist fight, you know, never, like I've said, never been in a car wreck, never had a bull run them over, never done anything scary, or they're just so soft. And they'll just sit back and go, kill them all. It's like Ann Coulter. Our problem with our troops is they're not killing enough civilians. I mean, it was like weird, flippant, just ultra-decadent, disconnected statements. Number one, that's not going to win their hearts and minds, just running around killing people. You know, the Nazis would have won in Russia, but they were so abusive. You know, the crowds met them as and hailed them as saviors because, you know, the Soviets were bad news. And pretty soon, though, they all turned against the Nazis because they found out, man, these people are brutal. You know, they, like, march people out in the street and beat their brains in with crowbars for fun. I mean, this is, might as well fight them. But, again, they just want this attitude. And we've become very decadent, folks. Look at the violence on TV. Just look at the culture in general. It's scary. Very, very scary. And, you know, the attitude is, let's do this to Americans that disagree with the war. Well, you've just killed America then, because America is about dissent. It is about having your own views. People that say, oh, leave America if you don't like it. No, no, you need to leave America if you think I should leave America. America is about having your own views, having your own freedom to say what you want. Let's talk to, I'm told Brian in Oregon disagrees with me, so he's at the back of the line, but he goes to the front of the line. Quickly, Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, yes, I'll be very quick. I agree with almost everything you present, but John 14:12 says, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do shall he do, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father.
All I asked the guy, and because earlier you told the guy answering the phones, we don't screen calls, but you told him this, that according to him, and I don't think Scott makes stuff up, you told him that I had said the verse didn't exist. I believe I said, I'm not aware of that.
Oh, no, I just said I disagree with some of your sentiments and some of your tone towards this and some, you know, peculiarities that would be difficult to go into. But I just wanted to bring up that the verse does exist. And you said it, Beelzebub, in sort of a sarcastic tone, said it. And it was actually
Well, no, I was
Jesus.
Talking about the
it's
whole...
It's a very sure. powerful verse to me. So I
wasn't talking about the verse being Beelzebub. I was saying that people saying, oh, Christ was just a great teacher. And, oh, yeah. and you know, all this stuff about...
Yeah. I agree completely. I just wanted to clear that up.
Well, listen, I appreciate your call. And look, this is why I don't quote the Bible. This is why this is not a religious broadcast. I make no excuse about or no secret of the fact, you know, that I'm a Christian. And I'm not going to hide that. Okay, like a lot of people do. Because if you don't confess, you know, your belief in front of the public, well, he won't do that to the Father. But this is a news broadcast and an analysis broadcast, and I leave the preaching to the preachers. And there's 1,000 different denominations and subgroups, and that's all they do is fight with each other and argue verses, and that's fine. But for this broadcast, you know, I don't talk about UFOs. It's fine for other people to talk about UFOs. It's just not the format. You know, but again, the format isn't just what I talk about. You can always introduce what you want to the show, okay, because it's free speech. You just call in, we say, where are you calling from? What's your first name? Occasionally we say, how are you listening? We should re-implement that, though, so we can plug the great stations we're on. I've been doing that the last few years. I need to start asking folks how they're listening, too. But all right, let's keep going to the calls here. Let's talk to Bart in Texas. Bart, go ahead. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Well, you know, I think a good point is, you know, the New World Order and Luciferianism in general is fueled by delusion and illusion.
That's it. That's why I don't like magical thinking.
Well, exactly. You know, I mean, I think that there's definitely an argument for having active spiritualism with your Christianity, but I think that's for each person. The problem is so many people get sucked into the God complex of having the power. You know, and you can kind of even hear it in that kid's voice that, you know, it's obvious that he's trying to do good, but he's also getting off on the idea of expressing that power. But that's not really what I wanted to talk about. You know, there's a general talking about what he was saying about enjoying killing people and all these really un-American ideas that are wrapped in Americanism and patriotism is the core of the reprogramming that's going on in our society. It's taking two opposites. I mean, it's the total synthesis.
Oh, yeah, this three-star general just didn't say that for fun. They're not on the news saying, let's kill anybody that disagrees with the government in America. Let's line them up and shoot them. I mean, they're not saying this for, you know, just accidentally.
That's why pragmaticism is the real poison in the milk for our country. It's how we've been led down. It's how we've been led to hell. It's the road of good intentions. You know, people have ceased to look at the end outcome and the real meat and potatoes.
Well, that's right. When you change your moral compass, well, because them Arabs are animals, so let's just be worse than them. Well, when you do that, folks, you just became what you're fighting.
And one last thing before I go, Alex. I've been trying for a while. I'm dying to get an interview with you, man. I've been emailing your people for a while now. You know, I'm going to be up to this indie media conference.
Now, listen. Everything's on hold. Until I finish martial law, I'm working 18 hours a day, and then until I finish the Arnold commercials and then give out the prizes for other people. I'm doing those two things, and I'm turning down radio interviews, you know, on stuff like, I've turned down probably 10 radio interviews this week.
I feel you, brother. I'm entering that Arnold Exposed contest. I'm going to have my video out to you next week.
Yeah, that's why we extended it, because a lot of folks just procrastinated. All right, I got to let you go. Thanks for the call. I appreciate it. Who's up next here? Brad in Illinois, go ahead.
Hey, I just wanted to get this on your show, Alex, for all the people in Illinois that listen to your show. Wednesday I had a letter in the newspaper in the Chicago Sun-Times. I talked about Social Security reform, and I made the comment that President Bush could reform Social Security with an executive order if he would eliminate all of these private government pensions, such as policemen, firemen, municipal workers, senators, congressmen, and just put them all into Social Security.
Isn't that funny how the government gives itself its own pension?
Right. And, of course, lo and behold, the very next morning I get a phone call from a gentleman who's a retired Chicago cop. Of course, he used Star 63 to block his name and relocate out after I used my name in the newspaper. And he calls me up to tell me that he puts 9.5% of his money in toward his pension. And I showed him how he doesn't really have any money except it's the taxpayer's money. He's putting 9.5% of the taxpayer's money into his pension to see if Chicago then has to double that 9.5% when he retires. I pointed out that he was 55 years of age and he was retired. He's getting $3,700 a month when a Social Security recipient has to work to 67 currently to get $1,250 a month. And he told me, he said, well, policemen and firemen are better than someone just sitting on a roof nailing nails into a roof.
And I said, I've had cops tell me, I've gone, hey, I pay your salary. And he goes, no, I pay my own salary.
Yeah, right. And I said, is that so? I said, do you live in a house? And he goes, yeah. I said, did you build a house yourself? He said, no. I said, well, it's quite obviously that
well, the
pound
is,
of nails.
This is what the war is going to be. It's going to be between the government people who are taken care of and the rest of us who aren't.
Oh, absolutely. I agree with you. So then I told him, I said, you know something? I said, why don't you put what you just told me in a letter and send it to Chicago Sun-Times that you people are better off than everybody else, and it put your name on the bottom. Boy, he's hung the phone up. But, you know, it's really amazing. I just wanted to get that out for everybody in Illinois that was listening to that.
So he got so mad he called you.
Oh, yeah, he was upset.
Well, good. I mean, I'm glad he's upset. I'm glad he's taking action. And then, look, I'm not saying we should take their pensions. We'll be back.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order. Can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3 is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can enjoy the most delicious, freshest, and healthiest drinking water anytime, even while traveling, during outdoor sporting activities, and in hospital filtration environments such as local or national emergencies. The revolutionary Berkey Light removes pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful or unwanted chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul tastes and odors like that rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals your body needs. The Berkey Light is so powerful it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is transparent and glows in the dark with its rechargeable LED lighting system, so it can be used as a night light or camp light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. CIA faces pressure to divulge ties to ex-Nazi links. This out of Reuters. A U.S. senator demanded on Wednesday that the CIA director release thousands of pages of documents detailing the agency's ties with former Nazis who aided in Cold War espionage against the Soviet Union, officials said. And, folks, they ran everything. Government drug dealing, government torture training programs, the rocket programs, everything. Nazi-run, buildings named after Nazis. It's a public secret. Senator Mike DeWine of Ohio, Republican co-author of the 98 bill, ordering the disclosures of the government records on Nazi war criminals, wants CIA Director Porter Goss, good luck, to say publicly why his agency will not agree to divulge the records. Because it'll show they work with the Bushes. One reason they're not going to release it, folks. Including Joseph Mengele, who was for torture, by the way, which you now promote as good, some of you out there. Just amazing. Man shocked with stun gun 9 times dies. A county inmate died after being shocked 9 times. He banged on the plexiglass, demanding food, and so they walked in, tasered him 9 times, and he died. So, death penalty. They're judge, jury, and executioners, and they're putting in national ID cards in England. Putin hails military ties between Russia and China, but the Pentagon tells us China's our friend. Let's just go after Iran, because they've done absolutely nothing. And that's basically about it for now, folks. Before I talk to Lloyd, Minnesota, last caller I have time to go to. Sorry, I know the lines are loaded here. Just briefly, I've made 11 films. I carry a bunch of other films and books. They're the best videos and books out there, bar none, to wake people up about the New World Order. They're riveting. They're powerful. They're frightening. They're videos you need to have, you need to make copies of and give to people. Please call right now, 1-888-253-3139. They can answer questions about different titles, different specials. Go to InfoWars.com via the safe, secure online shopping cart. You can watch free clips of all the videos we offer, read about them, look at the different specials, InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, link through the shopping cart, or PrisonPlanet.tv, where you can watch all 11 of my films, hundreds of TV reports that I've done, hundreds of audio interviews, text reports, my book, Paul Watson's book, all online, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions, PrisonPlanet.tv. And that toll-free number, if you miss it, to call and order the films, 1-888-253-3139. Lloyd in Minnesota, welcome, sir.
Yeah.
How you doing?
Good to talk to you, Alex.
Good to talk to you. What's on your mind?
A few weeks ago, you were talking about Stanley Hilton's case being thrown out of court and that you were going to have him on.
Yeah, and he had to cancel that the day he was coming on because a court date got changed. We're going to have him up soon.
Okay. Well, I was wondering about that because I'd like to get the details on that.
Well, again, he's Bob Dole's former chief of staff, Sid Bush,
for
involvement in 9/11, and they threw it out of court.
Okay. You got him scheduled to come back on, though, eh?
Yeah, he's just so busy. But okay.
Another thing, you had a few weeks ago, you were talking about the Oklahoma City bombing case.
Yes, sir.
And have you read the book Secrets Worth Dying For?
No, I haven't.
Okay. Well, that's written by two cellmates of Timothy McVeigh. They were with him for 23 months, and supposedly this is the true account. But Tim McVeigh was recruited to be an agent provocateur by some major when he was...
That meshes with the facts. Have you seen my film, Road to Tyranny?
Yes.
Well, 40 minutes of it, I mean, is the police and others admitting it was a government op.
Right.
I mean,
right.
It's proven.
Yeah. Well, this is quite a book. I thought I'd photocopy some of it and send it to you.
Yeah. No, I'd like to get the author on as a guest or the publisher.
Yeah, well, these guys are in prison. I don't even know if they're alive anymore. They were both on death row at the time.
Amazing. All right. Thank you, sir. Flat out of time, back tonight, 9 to midnight Central, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all. Now get out there and take on the New World Order. Terror.